listening to Full Circle Weekly News. These articles are compiled by Eric the Unready, and I'm your host, Moss Bliss. This is episode 323, covering week 28, July 10th to 16th, 2023. The Geary 44.0 email client was published. The code is written in Vala and distributed under the LGPL license. Ready-made builds will soon be prepared in the form of a Flatpak package. The email client is designed for both private use and work in conjunction with web-oriented mail services such as Gmail and Yahoo Mail. The interface is implemented using the GTK3 Plus library. SQLite database is used to store the message database. A full-text index is created to search the message database. A library based on GObject is used to work with IMAP, operating in asynchronous mode. GIMP 2.99.16, still working on the future stable GIMP 3.0 branch, transitioning to GTK3, added standard support for Wayland and high DPI, as well as basic support for the CMYK color model, a significant cleanup of the code base, a new API for the development of plugins added, etc. The package is available in Flatpak format, as well as builds for Windows and Mac OS. It is expected that the next release will be assigned the status of GIMP 3.0 RC. SUSE has created its own fork of Red Hat Enterprise Linux and plans to invest $10 million in support of the project. The RHEL fork, named Liberty Linux, plans to develop and maintain as a public project overseen by a separate nonprofit organization. Access to the alternative set of RHEL-compatible source packages will be free for everyone and open to other similar projects. The new fork will not affect the development of SUSE Linux Enterprise, Adaptable Linux Platform, or OpenSUSE. The Liberty Linux project was first introduced by SUSE in January 2022 as Red Hat Enterprise Linux 8, built using the Open Build Service platform and suitable for use in place of CentOS 8, whose support was discontinued at the end of 2021. The distribution was supplied with its own version of the Linux kernel, created by building the package with the kernel from the SUSE Linux Enterprise 15 distribution. The distribution was covered by technical support for SUSE and centralized management capabilities using the SUSE Manager platform. New bootable builds of Void Linux are out, an independent project that is not based off of other distros and developed using a rolling release model. The builds are available in variants based on glibc and muscle system libraries. Live images with XFCE work desk and basic console assembly have been designed for platforms x86-64, i686, ARMv6L, ARMv7L, and ARCH64. XBPS, the package manager, allows you to install, delete, and update applications, identify incompatibility of shared libraries, and manage dependencies. The systems developed in Void are distributed under the BSD license. The Thunderbird 1.15 mail client was released, developed by the community. Version 1.15 is classified as LTS, for which updates are released during the year. Thunderbird 1.15 is based on the ESR Extras release code base of Firefox 1.15. Pale Moon 32.3 has been released. Pale Moon builds are made for Windows and Linux x86-64. The project code is licensed under Mozilla Public License MPLV2. The project adheres to the classical layout of the interface without the transition to the integrated in Firefox 29 and 57 interfaces Australis and Photon, and with the provision of wide customization options. Removed components include DRM, Social API, WebRTC, PDF Viewer, Crash Reporter, Code for Collecting Statistics, Means for Parental Control, and People with Disabilities. The browser continues support for extensions using Xul, and the possibility of using both full and lightweight themes of design was saved. The cryptographic library BOTAN 3.1.0 used in the NeoPG project, fork NewPG2, is available. The library provides a large collection of ready-made primitives used in the TLS protocol, X.509 certificates, AEAD ciphers, TPM, PKCS-11 modules, passwords, and post-quantum cryptography, hash-based signatures, and MacAlice-based key alignment. The library is written in C++ and is supplied under a BSD license. In the Linux 6.5 kernel codebase, a change was made with the implementation of a new system called CacheStat, which allows programs in the user's space to request more detailed statistics from the page cache on the side of the kernel. Expanding the existing mincore system call used to determine whether pages are present in memory, the CacheStat call allows you to request more detailed page cache statistics and strive to prove greater scalability. The CacheStat system call reports information such as the number of pages, dirty pages, reddish pages, newly displaced pages, and pages marked for the delayed entry, write back. The statistics provided for files allow you to make more decisions on working with I/O going through VFS, based not only on the abstract algorithm, but also taking into account the characteristics of a particular system at a particular time. The Alma Linux project announced a change in their development strategy. The distribution will no longer be fully cloned from Red Hat Enterprise Linux and will allow for minor discrepancies in behavior. The use or absence of some individual patches will be allowed. At the same time, the project will maintain binary compatibility at the ABI level and will still be able to be used as a replacement for RHEL. For ordinary users, changes in the use of Alma Linux will be minimal and will mainly affect packet matching at the error repeat level. Alma Linux will now make bug fixes that remain uncorrected in RHEL releases. Moreover, Alma Linux will allow the inclusion of bug fixes that have not yet been accepted in the upstream or lowered to lower projects. Alma Linux will transmit information about detected errors in the upstream projects Fedora and CentOS Stream, but now will not wait for the corrections to be accepted. PFSense 2.7.0 has been published. The distribution is based on the FreeBSD codebase with the MonoWall project and the active use of PF and AltQ. There is an ISO image for AMD64. The distribution is managed through a web interface. Captive Portal, NAT, VPN, and PPOE can be used to organize user release in a wired and wireless network. A wide range of capacity limiting the number of simultaneous connections, filtering traffic, and creating the fault-tolerant CARP-based configurations is supported. Statistics are displayed in the form of charts or in tabular form. Authorization by local user as well as through RADIUS and LDAP are supported. KFreeBSD-AMD64 and KFreeBSD-I386 were removed from the archive of Debian ports. However, GNU/KFreeBSD packages can still be downloaded from the server with the gearshots. The port of Debian GNU/KFreeBSD, combining the FreeBSD kernel with a user-based glibc and GNU Utilite-based environment, was among the officially supported ports in Debian 6 and 7, but was excluded in Debian 8 and has since been in a semi-abandoned state. For example, the latest builds for KFreeBSD-AMD64 and KFreeBSD-I386 were made over a year ago. Last year, ports for KFreeBSD-I386 were not downloaded once, and for the KFreeBSD AMD64 only 11 times. The only actively developed platform in Debian aside from using the Linux kernel remains Debian GNU Herd, which continues to form unofficial builds. Red Hat has released the Podman Desktop 1.2 project, which is a graphical interface for containers, to create, launch, and manage containers. The project competes with products such as Rancher Desktop and Docker Desktop, and also allows developers who do not have system administration skills to create, launch, test, and publish microservices and applications developed for container installation systems before they hit production environments. The Podman Desktop code is written in TypeScript using the Electron platform and distributed under the Apache 2.0 license. Ready-made builds are prepared for Linux, Windows, and Mac OS. Integration with Kubernetes and OpenShift platforms are supported, as well as the use of a variety of runtimes to execute containers such as Podman Engine, Podman Lima, CRC, and Docker Engine. The environment on the local developer's system can mirror the configuration of the working environment in which ready-made applications are running. You can create add-ons to support additional engines for launching containers, Kubernetes providers, and tools. Tools are provided for the management of container images, work with pod and partitions, image builds from container file and Docker file, connection to containers through the terminal, download images from OCI containers and publish their images in them, control available in containers of resources, memory, CPU, storage. There is also support for converting container images and connecting both local container installation engines and to Kubernetes-based external infrastructure to place their pod and YAML file generation for Kubernetes or launching Kubernetes YAML on a local system without Kubernetes. A team of researchers from the University of Utah proposed the Minotaur optimizer for a set of LLVM compilers using a method based on an SMT solver to detect missing optimizations in the intermediate code representation LLVM-IR generated by the LLVM optimizer. Minotaur mainly targets the optimization of integer vector instructions, both portable and specific to x86-64 systems. The Alive2 library is used as a vectorizer, modified to synthesize and support vector instructions used on x86-64 systems. They continue to develop the Super project. Minotaur can find various optimizations of the application of vector instructions missed by the OEM LLVM optimizer. You've been listening to Full Circle Weekly News. For more details, see the next issue of the magazine at fullcirclemagazine.org or check the links in the show notes. You can find my contact information on itsmoss.com. I'll see you next week.